the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 1 o'clock. I'm Rick Rickman. Topping our report this hour, the Supreme Court is allowing the Trump administration to end the temporary legal status for more than 500,000 immigrants. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem had filed an emergency application to end the Biden-era program. The program granted temporary legal status to 532,000 migrants from Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, and Venezuela that allowed them to live and work in the U.S. Two liberal justices dissented. A lower court had previously ruled against the Trump administration. State Senator Paul Moriarty, who sponsored legislation that would have upgraded penalties for those who incite public brawls and fights in public spaces, expects Governor Murphy to sign it after his language about the wearing of masks was addressed.
They just added a paragraph that said if you're wearing a mask for religious reasons or protest reasons, that portion of the law wouldn't apply. So I don't think that this really changed the legislative intent at all.
The Senate is expected to vote on the bill Monday. Moriarty is confident the governor will sign the bill. A mysterious social media user has been stashing cash around New Jersey and posting video clues.
Starting 2 months ago, the person running Find the Cash New Jersey has left $50 or $60 taped to landmarks and in hotspots around the state before sharing a video clue to Instagram and TikTok. There have been shore drops, including Asbury Park, Atlantic City, Wildwood, and Seaside Heights, as well as visits to Woodbridge, Morristown, Middletown, and Newark. The cash stasher says donations from others have helped fuel the mission of spreading happiness. The accounts have racked up over 120,000 followers combined. Aaron Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
And a New Jersey middle school student came up short last night in the 100th anniversary of the Scripps National Spelling Bee. Harini Murali competed as speller 136 for Woodrow Wilson Middle School in Edison. Harini previously competed in the 2021 and 2022 spelling bees before placing ninth in last year's competition. Last night, Murali fell in the 17th round by misspelling the word tech, which means a dervish monastery. It's spelled T-E-K-K-E. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. How much rain is on the way? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather does have that flood watch continuing for western and northern parts of New Jersey through Saturday morning, as we are going to be expecting heavier rain and thunderstorms tonight and around tomorrow as well, and those could be a little bit stronger with gusty winds and small hail, especially for areas near and south of 195. For this afternoon, we're going to have clouds, some breaks of sunshine, then the showers arrive in the afternoon with highs in the upper 70s to near 80, dip down to the upper 50s with those heavy thunderstorms, and then lingering rain in the morning give way to those showers and thunderstorms tomorrow afternoon with highs in the mid-60s. Steady temperatures Sunday with sunshine mixing with clouds. From the PSENG Weather Desk, I'm meteorologist Jeff Nordine.
Weather brought to you by Brock Farms. Spring has sprung, and Brock Farms has everything you need for your yard and garden. Shop their huge selection and let their expert staff help you create the yard of your dreams. Visit Brock Farms, Route 9 North in Freehold, or Route 34 in Colts Neck. Right now it's 73 in Andover, 73 in Monroe, 74 in Seaside Heights. Fast traffic, instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.